Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is now time for Campfire Talk with Mr. Larry Wysoon. I see Larry coming down the trail to our campfire right now. He's got that look on his face like maybe he's got some hunting talk or something of that nature he wants to share with us. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Imagine that. I'm afraid you're going to say, here comes Larry Hibby hopping down, down the trail.
I thought about, yeah, I was really thinking the same thing. I mean, well, I guess we've been recording friends and recording so long, we think this way. Here comes Mr. Whitetail. I'll let you and our guests finish that one out. Anyway, Larry, thank you for being with us like you have been for, yeah, it's a routine. It's we get to visit with everybody every weekend, you know, on
I love
just
it.
A lot of fun. Lots of fun, man. I wouldn't
dearly love it.
You bet. Folks, Larry introduced me to something that I want he and I to share with you. It's a you know, through the years I've used all kind of hog baits and I've concocted stuff that I thought might work. And you know, to be honest, Larry, most of the stuff I've tried to do with the hog baits has been less than stellar success, you know. But this Texas-raised hunting products, you have met these guys that own it. I'm going to tell about an experience with their – they've got a – it's a – well, actually, the name of it is Inflame Sow Seduction, I think.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, I've used it for 4 days, four nights, you might say. And I put it down in an area where I, you know, obviously didn't take it somewhere where there were no hogs. I put it down in an area near the Trinity River,
right,
where lots of hogs in that area. But I the thing is, the scent, there's a wick, there's a little can, if I can describe this thing. Of course, you know what it looks like, Larry, but there's a little can. And you know how there's a pull tab on, say, a can of Vienna sausage or something, a
yes,
little
sir.
Clip
exactly.
on the top? You pull that off with this little canister, folks, and there's a wick in there that's obviously still saturated with this scent. And they've done a lot of work creating and making sure, using the glands and
yes,
all that with the scent. So it's not just something that somebody threw together.
No, it's not.
No. And so I pull the top off this, Larry, and there's a little plastic cap that fits on top with vents in it that allows that scent to get out, you know. Well, I put it in an area. It was not, well, just on an old road back down on in the
right.
bottoms is what it was. But there's hogs in the area. The next day, and this is what happened, I actually posted a picture on Facebook of this, but the next morning it had been raining the day or so mm-hmm. before. It's muddy or wet down in the bottoms. The ground was wet. I went down there and there were several different size hogs that had inspected this, but this and the can was it was probably 20 feet from where I'd put it, you know, and
right.
I was wondering if they might just start chewing it up, but they did, and they rooted it around and sniffed it. That's what they were doing. I saw, and folks, if you hunt hogs much, picture this. This can, the top of this thing, Larry, is 2.75 inches diameter, 2 3/4
right.
inches across. I took, of course, the can was already beat up, and I took a fresh can with a, it's got a red top, and I set it by this track, this bore track. And it wasn't just one track, but there was one really good track, you know, in this soft dirt down here. And
yes,
I put
sir.
It by, and the track was about half of an inch on either side wider than this 2 3/4 inch. Now, so, you know, I mean, I'm not a biologist, but that's all I know is that track was a big one,
Yeah. That's a big pretty hog.
He was a good sign. So this stuff, I'm thoroughly impressed. And you've done a, you know, this is not, well, it's interesting stuff that I think our listeners might benefit from. But the, now I have not used this. It's a Scent Guardian, it's called. I haven't used it in practice hunting, but I did spray some on a rag that had gas on it. This stuff takes the scent away, and you've done some pretty extensive tests on your own, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played with all kinds of different things with that. Brett sent me some as they were developing this product, and I know a little bit about the chemistry of it, and then the chemistry for this particular product is real. I will tell you that much. And I'll tell you that it really works. I mean, he had told me, he says, soak some gasoline on a rag. He said, spray it and then see if you can smell it. And, nope, you can't, you know. And I thought, well, there's other applications. I mean, I've got something that smells a whole lot like a javelina. So I sprayed that thing and I lost all the smell of javelina. You can't smell anything. Actually, did the same thing on some pronghorn antelope horns and some goat horns that I had that picked up not too long ago. And, you know, those two particular animals during the breeding season to attract females, of all things, they'll urinate on their head. And it has got awful odor to it.
You bet.
And this scent guard, and they're probably end up calling it something else later on in the future, but it took the entirety of the smell out of it. And I'll also tell you that they sent me some kind of toward the tail end of the last hunting season. And I've tried it a little bit because I've been trying some other things. And I'm a skeptic when it comes to all that. You really got to prove it to me, to be very frank with you, because for years I've said the only way that you can get rid of your human scent is to cover yourself in a enclosed glass container or plastic mm-hmm. container, and it's the only way you're going to keep it from coming out. But, I mean, we had animals come exactly downwind, paying no attention to us. That means a whole lot, particularly like me, where it's not just me. A lot of times it's almost always a cameraman and all of our camera gear, and a lot of times, too, we've got somebody else that's here with us that's a guide or somebody that's a representative of the property, you know, just to be there with us. And to try to cover the scent of everybody involved gets to be tough. And with this spray that they come out with, and maybe we can talk about some of the chemistry sometime. Maybe you can get in touch with Brett and let him tell you, you know, viewers a little bit about, or listeners a little bit about it that way. But I'm really, really impressed with this. And like I said, I'm a skeptic, and you got to go a long way to impress me on products such as this. I also got to play around a little bit this past hunting season with some of their deer attracting scents and had great luck with those as well, too. Unfortunately, I got them kind of toward the tail end of the hunting season and when I didn't have a whole lot of hunts left. But everywhere we tried products that came from them, Texas Raised Hunting Products, I mean, they proved themselves many times over to me.
Well, it's neat. And you know, just from my what I've learned from experience right in the last week, back to the attractants for hogs. I mean, the truth of the matter is baits. Now, I say the truth. This is the way I see it. As far as lures, let's say baits, food attractants, and then lures. Let's do that.
Right.
I used to think, okay, a hog, I'm going to put the most awful smelling, you know, something mm-hmm. they can smell from a mile away. Well, I tried that. I thought, I'll develop my own. You know, this is just strictly
right.
amateurish stuff that I can use. Well, I've even tried the smelliest, worst catfish bait, and I thought, this right here, every hog in this part of the world is going to be fighting to get to this
there.
Stuff. Nothing came around it. I mean, no hogs came around it.
Right.
That way. And I've learned, as far as a food attracting on hogs, there is nothing, in my opinion, better than corn, and it does not have to be soured. It doesn't have to be soaked
no.
in anything. If a hog can smell a truffle a foot under the forest floor in Germany, he can smell corn on the ground, right?
I mean, you're right.
We're taking this is not a food attractant. It's a lure, what I call a lure. You know,
yes.
A natural, the scent of that sow, and I would not have any clue how they actually get the glands. I know that hogs do have glands, and And right. I know that they use them to communicate and for sexual, you know, to get the boars right. and get with the sows and all that. But they have developed a way to get that from these hogs and to put it into a formula and apply it to this wick that's, I mean, when you pop the top on that thing, it's just a fresh canister, just like you'd open a can of sardines, right? I mean, it's the
exactly.
same thing.
You're,
yep.
You're exactly right. And with that arrangement that they have, you can also close that thing down if you want to take it back with you, you know, and try it, you know, so you can put it in the car and
yep.
don't have to worry about it kind of thing. So,
well, it's folks, you can go to learn more about this stuff, TexasRaisedHuntingProducts.com. And go on there, and there's a lot of information there that I've looked at their website, and but I love stuff new that works, and thank you, Larry, for telling me about this. And
absolutely, you know, I'm a skeptic for the most part, but they certainly have proven everything that they've told me is going to happen that good and better. So
yeah,
I kind of like it when that happens.
Well, we need to plan us a time to get together, maybe up to Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Well, definitely up to Choctaw Hunting Lodge. And you know, maybe some of our buddies that listen can contact me through the catfishradio.org. Plan a time in the next, you know, next, say, 6 weeks. Go up there for a little hog hunt and some fishing. They've got some really Lodge got some awesome fishing lakes on their property up there. About an hour west of Paris, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's up in Oklahoma,
exactly.
Or say from Hugo, Oklahoma, about maybe not quite an hour west there. But it's a different world when you get up there, Larry, you know?
Oh, it's some of the most beautiful wildlife habitat I have ever seen in North America. I mean, I just can't say enough about that place in terms of the animals, in terms of the habitat that they have, and the people that run it. I mean, Travis Venus and Jody Sandifer, who's over the, you know, the property sort of thing.
Yep.
And incidentally, I talked to Jody the other day, and they are going to be leasing some property up there on a closed bid, not on the lodge part, but the Choctaw Nation owns a substantial amount of land scattered up and through there, and they're going to be leasing some of that for hunting as well, too. So if somebody's interested, you know, you might get in touch with the Choctaw Nation or the Choctaw Hunting Lodge and send them an email or contact them through there and find out which properties are available. That place is just phenomenal. I just keep going on and on and on about it. But like I said, to me, it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been on.
It is, Larry. And you know, folks, anything about that, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. That's all you have to go. And Travis Venus is the manager up there. He'll tune you in. Larry, I wish we had about another four times this much time, but we don't. They're
too.
Telling me it's time to shut our campfire down for this week, but I want to wish you a safe and fun week in the outdoors, and I look forward to us getting back together here next week at the same time.
I'll be right there waiting.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.